The Trump administration and the Department of Homeland Security has put 500 sanctuary jurisdictions around the country on notice. They're on this list that the DHS put out. And obviously, right now, there's so much concern about illegal immigration. The reality is, since the Trump administration cracked down on the border, we haven't seen the same volume of illegal crossings. But a lot of the policy discussion has been about what to do with illegal people who are here illegally. Do we hunt them all down, send them back, whatever? That's the policy discussion. So the federal government put all these cities and counties on this list, trying to get people who support the Trump administration mad, to call the county and call the city and be like, knock it off. We want to protect our borders. So when WCCO Radio put a story out on social media today, one of the responses was from Kirby Moynaw, who is a commissioner for Wright County. And he's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline right now. Kirby, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you represent, like, you know, the part of Wright County, we're talking like Delano and Waverly and a bunch of the townships out there. But Wright County is on the list. When you saw them on the list, what was your reaction?
Well, I couldn't believe it. You know, and I, within an hour of this story getting put out, I was getting emails and messages from people in my district specifically, just saying, hey, what's going on with this? Why are we on this list? And do you have any more information on this? And, you know, I had reached out to our county administrator and our board chair right away and talked with our sheriff as well. And by everything that I've found and been told, we shouldn't be on this list. And, you know, I'd like them to just to correct that. And we've reached out to our congressman, Tom Emmer's office, and just let them know that we think that this is a mistake. And, you know, I think things are pretty positive that, you know, this is going to get corrected. But it I don't think we ever should have been on that list to begin with.
So the DHS defines a sanctuary jurisdiction. And, you know, many counties or cities have taken big votes to declare themselves sanctuaries. So like Minneapolis and St. Paul, for example, have both said we are a sanctuary city. And, you know, I think reasonable people can have a debate as to whether or not, if you declare yourself a sanctuary, are you, you know, I think the federal government says you're obstructing the enforcement of federal laws. These cities or counties would say, well, we're not obstructing, but we're just not we're not doing it. We're not obstructing it. You can do your job, but we're not assisting. What is the policy in Wright County? And then I'm going to tell you my theory as to how you ended up on this list, because I do have a theory as to what happened here.
So I've got a little bit of a two-part answer for that. So first off, you know, counties, we don't have the statutory authority to lead on immigration investigations for, you know, illegal immigrants. That is all ICE and DHS. Right. And if they call and say, we're doing this and we need support, We'll be there. Wright County is going to help them. We support law enforcement, and we support our law enforcement partners on the federal level in Wright County. So if they call and say, we need help with this, or, you know, this is what we're doing, we're there to help them. It's just like, you know, we had a bomb threat issue in Buffalo a number of years ago, which isn't in my district, but,
yep,
you know, as soon as that
part of Wright County, I remember that
exactly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and there was response from all the neighboring counties, from the federal government, from the state agencies, everybody working together, which is how law enforcement should be. They're partners, and they need to work together on this, and we'll work with the federal government as long as they reach out and ask us. But it's the federal government's responsibility to handle immigration, and it's not the counties.
The federal government says the list was compiled using whether they identify themselves as sanctuary jurisdictions, how much they've complied already, if they have restrictions, all of this stuff. And the reason that counties, now obviously you're hearing from residents who are like, wait a minute, this is Wright County. I don't think Wright County is, I mean, Wright County is a pretty Republican county. Let's be honest. Like, if I were to pick a county in Minnesota that I would think would be declaring itself a sanctuary county, Buffalo, Minnesota is not at the top of my list. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So my theory, I did a Google search, Wright County sanctuary, just knowing that this administration has a little bit of a history of using data scraping and AI and ChatGPT in trying to find, you know, citations for various, like yesterday there was a bit of a scandal over what came out of RFK's office and this report that the federal government had put out where it turned out a lot of the citations were not real, that it was appeared to be like a ChatGPT type thing. If you search Wright County and sanctuary, there are a couple of news stories about Wright County being a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. So I wonder if the data scrapers saw Wright County sanctuary county, even though what the county has been saying is that it is a sanctuary county intending to stand for Second Amendment rights, for the right to carry a weapon, to have a gun, to self-protection, not when you use the phrase sanctuary county. I wonder, and this was before you were elected, this happened in 2020, but I wonder if that got scraped up.
That's a better theory than what I have. I mean, I think it's a great question to ask how we got on that. And, you know, we don't know. We'd like to know.
Yeah, they should have to justify it, right? They should have to at least tell the counties, like, hey, this is why you're on the list.
You know, and the executive order was generally kind of vague. You know, is executive order 14287. And, you know, it just had talked about there that if you're on this list and we notify you and you're not off the list in 30 days after we notify you, then we could take away federal funding that comes to your county or your city or whatever municipality it is. And, you know, that's a big hit for any municipality to take on. And, you know, in 2023, Wright County had over $17 million in federal funding that came to just the county. And when we've already are talking about potential increases in our levy because of state funding shifts, we can't afford, and our taxpayers can't afford, to have any more funding be taken away from the counties and put on their backs.
Yeah, I mean, some of these counties on this list, and I'm sure you look at this list also, and there are a lot of Minnesota counties on the list. I mean, I am skeptical that, you know, Pipestone and Ottertail and Stearns County and Watonwan County. I mean, to me, like, that's a little surprising, some of these counties that are on the list.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, I think even if you agree with what the Trump administration is trying to do when it comes to fighting against illegal immigration, you know, this kind of stuff, like, I just, it drives me crazy, because I think we need more care shown when you're talking about, you know, serious funding to our counties. And these are the people. It's like, these are to your neighbors and to our friends here.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any reduction in funding, and if we don't increase, you know, levies and tax rates on our residents, that means the level of service that they get goes down, and that directly impacts the people that are on the lowest end of the income spectrum when you don't have these services available or they're not as available anymore.
What's Wright County doing about this? Kirby Moyna, commissioner, county commissioner in Wright County, what are you guys doing as far as it is, your U.S. rep is on the case?
Yeah, our county administrator had reached out to Congressman Tom Emmer's office and just said, hey, we don't think that we should be on this. Can you help us fix this and let us know what we need to do to make sure that we don't get on this list in the future? And, you know, they're having those conversations, and I'm pretty confident that we're going to get this solved and Wright County will be taken off the list. But, you know, it's just something to say that we shouldn't have been on it from the beginning, and I hope that they figure it out so this doesn't happen again.
Really appreciate the time, Kirby Moyna. We'll stay on the case too. Make sure you keep us up to date. But you know, they're going to do what they're going to do, but we don't need to be sweeping up counties in this that have nothing to do with it. You know,
I agree completely. And thanks for having me,
Kirby Moyna from Wright County, joining us here on CCO. I mean, a lot of question marks for me when I looked at that DHS list. And you know, we also can't just be making up like, oh, well, these counties say they're sanctuary counties. These counties don't cooperate enough. Like, give me a break with some of this stuff. It's just ridiculous.
Going to be really interesting to find out, A, if it's happened to Wright County, how many other municipalities across the country got scraped up in this that don't belong on there. And then to your theory, was it really just as simple as the data mining operation with not enough quality parameters in it, and that's how they generated this list?
But you look at these counties, I mean, to me it just defies logic when you look at Anoka County, Goodhue County, Le Sueur County. I mean, honestly, these are the counties that the Republican president is saying are not cooperating enough with the federal government. I mean, just, it's ridiculous. And even going after Hennepin County and Ramsey County, like, there are other ways to go about this, including legal challenges to those counties if you think they're not doing the job. Just yanking their money is preposterous. 446, speaking of money, graduation season is here. If you have a kid in the zone of high school graduation time, how much are we supposed to give as a present? What is the standard right now? I have so many grad parties on the calendar. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. 651-461-9226. What is the going rate, if you will? We'll talk about that when we come back.